Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just looking on Bumble, and I see Dwayne Wiggins from Brooklyn. Super freak. That's all it says. It's super freak.
I'm going to be straight up. If I was single, I'd be straight up. Listen, I like to have sex. I'm into sports.
And weed.
And, you know, the people do that.
Oh, yeah, people do that.
I smoke weed.
Six figures.
Yeah, I make six figs.
The weight of my heart is freaky and with a slider.
I like to go to strip clubs. You're more than welcome to come. But I think that's what you have to do, right?
Yeah.
People do it on their profile anyway. They go, oh, I like to ride bikes. I like to go hiking.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a friend who loves...
people actually like to do those things, you weirdo.
Yeah, but I have a friend who loves strip clubs, and when he was going on dates, he would tell the girl, and he wasn't going to change just because he was getting dating.
Nothing wrong with a strip club.
No.
Strip club's like going to a bar.
You are basically a feminist if you are going to strip clubs. You're supporting a woman.
Well, there you go. Yeah. See, I feel like I'm a diehard feminist. But I thought you had to be honest. I thought that was the thing about profiles.
Yeah, don't lie, but I don't think you need to.
No, but I don't think people reveal their innermost private details on the dating.
Well, I'm not saying you have to say what you actually like, but if you're like, you know, I enjoy sex, maybe.
Wiggy, where are your thoughts on sex?
Maybe then the people who come to your profile, they go, all right, this person's a perfect fit
Wiggy's
for me.
Would be like, I love sex. I'm a butt guy.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
I mean,
Wiggy's the most sex positive person I know.
That is it.
Less talk, more bang.
Well, if you're putting pictures up, I want to see what type of wagon you drag.
Okay.
But Wiggy told me the other day.
What do you think about butts, Wiggy?
That the difference between white guys and black guys is that white guys look at the butt from the back.
Yes.
Black guys look from the side, right? Yeah.
What is this?
Well, we already have this conversation in the locker room. And it always came to
that's whack or that's Wiggy?
No. Okay. No, this is actually 100% Wiggy.
I had never heard this, and I was really taken aback.
Right, and so we'd always have conversations in the locker room.
Ooh, I do like butts.
And the way white guys looked at, they thought people had nice butts is when they saw them pass, in their bikinis or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Black dudes, and, you know, not all white guys and not all black dudes, but the majority of them, they want to see that slope from the side.
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? They want to see what type of mountain they climb.
Okay.
Where the white guy wants to see the perfect W.
Apple.
Yeah,
right.
Apple or W.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, all right.
Okay.
Let me write that down.
But that's just, you know.
You're probably right. I mean, I don't find myself looking from the side.
Right. You find yourself looking from behind.
Uh-huh.
Mm. You know, where... Yeah. Brothers are from the side.
Yeah. I guess
very
you're right.
Interesting.
Yeah,
think about that.
We should have that NBC, The More You Know.
That is true, but that was a big conversation in our locker room.
Uh-huh.
Now, there are white guys, believe me, who love, you know, seeing it from the side. Don't get it twisted.
Mm-hmm.
Same way there's white guys, black dudes who like to see it from behind.
But, amen.
But I'm learning,
Curtis says, that's a banger.
You know,
that's a real man.
Greg.
I have never enjoyed my job more than I have the last 30 minutes.
Greg,
I know.
You know why?
I know, it's marvelous.
You know why? My wife and I, we always have this conversation. Courtney and I were talking about this off air. We all, we know people that are single and they're, you know, in their 30s and 40s. And we can never understand, how people can't find people or can't get a man or can't do this. Because we're both, well, especially her, she's like, if I was single, I'd have five guys on speed dial paying every bill and doing what, you know, I tell them to do.
Who is Mrs. Wiggins' hall pass?
Oh, you're a hall pass. So, you know.
Yep. You better pay good attention to her.
Oh, I do.
Okay.
I do, but we
is
all.
Is something lacking in your life, Greg? you need constant affirmation.
Mrs. Wiggins and I would make beautiful music together.
Yeah, really would.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, so
yeah.
If you ever screw up.
But I already told her, if she ever goes somewhere else, I plan on being stalked because
What? What? If she ever leaves you?
Yeah. I mean,
that's so nice.
Because we still have to hook
up. It's so nice that you're going to stalk her if things don't work out.
I already told her.
Put that in the profile.
I said, listen, we still have to hook up.
I like lemon pepper poutine, and I'll stalk
you. So even if you guys were to break up, you would still want to hook up.
Oh, yeah. Because let me tell you something. She is a expert in that field. And so I would feel like, oh, man. We got to hook up. But, I mean, we always say that because we watch a lot of these dating shows and everything. And we're like, how the hell people can't? It's so easy.
Well, I think
why does Wiggy have an ankle bracelet?
With all of the dating apps and dating in the same pool, it limits. For my single friends, it's like, oh, well, I know somebody who dated this guy. I know somebody who dated this guy. So that windles it down.
Yeah. All right.
Dwindle.
Well, dwindle.
And we're bigger parents people, too, so it's got to be a look first. If you can't get past the look, then I don't think it works.
All right. Huh? Well, interesting stuff. You always learn something.
I'm learning.
Whether you want to or not. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.